AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode number 10 of the Play Action Podcast. Of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, episode 10. We made it.
I know. Aiden, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Had some schoolwork earlier, but, ready to
talk about some NFL.
Yeah, I'm always ready. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints.
What were your thoughts for the, the newest week of NFL football?
Overall, pretty interesting week. A lot of close games, couple blowouts, and unfortunately, a lot of key injuries, which I say we get into that first, because there is a lot to go through. And I say we first start out with the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have been riddled with injuries all year.
They had, one of the most talented rosters.
And I know.
The injuries have just
killed them. I think we both had them winning the AFC West.
Yeah.
But doesn't look like it's going to happen as of right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw Mike Williams, who's on my fantasy team, so unfortunately went down with an ankle sprain, I think,
in the second half. I'm not sure if you saw the injury. Whew.
I didn't see it.
His, from the knee down was bending, a completely different way than the rest of his leg. It looked awful. Yeah, you just hate to see it. And then J.C. Jackson also.
He's out for the season. That's a big, but he wasn't doing as good
the past
couple weeks, but still, big part of that. I know they gave up, gave up a lot to get him.
And Keenan Allen's still injured.
Yeah.
He's still not, play a bit, but he's going to have to, get out of whatever slump he's in right now.
And I think their third string receiver, Josh Palmer, is out with a concussion too.
Yeah, I mean, so, I'm pretty sure right now Austin Ekeler is on pace to have the sixth most receptions in NFL history for a season.
Injuries are only going to help that case.
So then some big trades. Two running backs on the move. Christian McCaffrey. I feel like this happens almost every single time after we put out a podcast. Something big happens in the news
pretty much
right
that
after.
Night.
I thought he was going to the Bills.
I had Rams or Falcons.
He had
Bills.
McCaffrey sent to the 49ers. And then just recently, James Robinson off to the Jets. And I feel like the reason that James Robinson was sent to the Jets is because, unfortunately, probably offensive rookie of the year favorite, Breece Hall, goes down with an ACL injury. The ACL is just the worst. It happens to literally every player.
Sucks. And Javonte earlier this year.
It's so unfortunate to see.
You're lucky to have gotten him off your fantasy team.
Yeah, I luckily
last
traded
week.
Him literally the week before he gets injured. So,
but he's still. I know. I forget what quarter he got injured in, but he still had a huge.
Oh yeah,
run. He
was playing great before he got hurt, and really unfortunate.
I'm not sure how long it would take, but hopefully he's back for the start of next season.
Yeah. And then some other injuries we got. We got Metcalf. He did go down with an injury. He doesn't need knee surgery, which is great. So he's going to be week to week, seeing how he feels. And then you want to talk about some other ones?
Yes, we have Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's been missing a lot. He did come back, but unfortunately he did take a... shot to the head, so he's in the concussion protocol, but I think it's looking more positive for him to come back. And then we also, another high ankle sprain, Mike Williams, is Njoku. He's been doing a lot for the Browns offense, so he's missing at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Mark Andrews has also missed practice. Another really good tight end. Missed practice with a knee injury. So, I mean, I'm guessing he'll play, but definitely something to look out for. And then Debo is also day-to-day with a hamstring injury.
Unfortunately, a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
But.
And then also, though, Sam Ehlinger becomes the starter for the Colts.
Ryan has been struggling. We'll get into that soon with the Colts game. But, yeah, the Colts have been very inconsistent, struggling.
They really have been.
So they do have to figure it out. But say we get into the first game of the week, Thursday night, the Saints at the Cardinals, where the Cardinals win 42-34 in a pretty high scoring game.
Yeah, it's something that no one was expecting. I know.
I certainly wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to see that either because, yeah, I mean, these are two teams where offensive production has been struggling. And, yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, 42 points. Whew.
And some of that did come with Andy Dalton's interceptions,
yeah,
the pick sixes.
Two pick sixes right before half.
Aren't they like almost back to back, or were they?
I think they might have been on back to back throws. I'm not sure for sure, but yeah, it's 25 points for the Cardinals in quarter number two. Just a big time. And
there's that one, that reminds me of that one gif of Andy Dalton with the guy. I forget who picked him.
Oh,
the
yeah,
guy, like,
he's just soaring
into
the
back.
Yeah, that's an all-time gif. Yeah, it's very funny to see. But, yeah, Andy Dalton. I mean, 30 for 47, 361 and 4 touchdowns. If you just read that, you'd think he's having a career day. But, unfortunately, he did throw those 3 picks, which you hate to see. And then, rushing-wise, I mean, Alvin Kamara, 11 carries, 49 yards. Not a great day, not a horrible day. And then Chris Olave did have 7 catches for 106 yards. So, pretty good day for him. But, and then I want to talk about Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I think the one major thing that helped out the Cardinals was obviously DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
His first game back, 10 receptions and 103 yards. I mean,
yeah.
They did just lose Marquise Brown, who's been doing really good this season, so them getting D-Hop back has been a big relief.
Yeah, he played really good, got a lot of targets, and, you know, really helped out Kyler. Kyler didn't even need to do much. He had 20 for 29, 204, and a touchdown.
And rush for 30 yards. You know, Benjamin also with almost 100-yard rushing game.
Yeah, and a touchdown.
So still, I'm not sure about James Conner's status. I know he's been out for a while.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll come back soon.
Looking to come back either this week or the next week.
Yeah, hopefully he comes back. He was playing pretty good. So you hate to see him go down. But, I mean, yeah, definitely
More interesting Thursday night game.
Yeah, it was a real refresher.
We've been seeing.
And hopefully this week, too. I mean,
Ravens and Bucks.
Could be entertaining. Never know. But, yeah, definitely. I thought this was a pretty good game to watch.
Yeah, definitely a good way to start the week.
Yeah,
but speaking of the Ravens playing on this Thursday, we have the Browns at the Ravens, where the Ravens get a 3-point lead or a 3-point win, 23.
Yeah, barely squeaking out. The Browns definitely were having a bit of a comeback. It looked like they were gonna win, and then Cade York, or they were like, I think he was kicking a 56-yard field goal. Then there was a false start by the Browns, which then led to a 61-yard field goal, which was nowhere close.
Nowhere. I don't think I saw it. I didn't see that part at the very end, but
yeah,
61
was,
yards. I mean, if it was Justin Tucker,
yeah, maybe,
then
but
probably, but
I don't know about him. And then, once again, Nick Chubb for the Browns just is
basically the whole,
so good.
Almost the whole offense, but Jacoby Brissett, no touchdowns, but he did throw 258 yards and spread out the ball a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 receivers over 70 yards.
Yeah, that's really good.
And then on the other side of the ball, we did see Gus Edwards return.
Yeah. played great, too. I mean, 66 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Can't ask for much more in a first game back, so.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake, especially after Kenyon Drake gets 11 carries for 5 yards.
Yeah, I mean, after last week, after Kenyon Drake went off last week,
I
think a lot of people thought he would get most of the workload, but
Gus Edwards
seems like Gus Edwards might be a good fantasy target in your leagues. I know Aiden, you have him.
I stashed him since day one.
Yeah, you've had him on the injury reserves.
Yeah, good stash. And then Lamar. I mean, I was very surprised when I saw this stat: 9 for 16 and only 120 yards. Did have 59 rushing yards, but still.
Yeah,
just
not,
no offensive production from him, which we're used to seeing. So, definitely interesting. But
yeah, definitely more of a defensive game.
Mark Andrews had 0 points. Mark Andrews only had 4 rushing yards. That's all he had all game.
I know. That is very surprising. Cause I saw it in fantasy. I forget who has him.
Luke, I think.
But yeah, that's his worst week by far.
Yeah, definitely surprising to see something like that. And Patrick Queen for the defense had a great game. Had 2 big tackles for a loss. Did have a sack. He was playing amazing. And Justin Houston did have 2 sacks as well. So a big game for him. But yeah, Ravens just barely hold on to the win. I mean, I think most people were expecting the Ravens to win, but I mean, definitely interesting.
Staying atop of the AFC North. And then, so yeah, they're playing the Bucks on Thursday, which will be a close game. And speaking of the Bucks, we can talk about their game this week. Losing 21-3 to, in my opinion, the worst team in the league.
I
think
would agree.
The worst team in the league by far,
especially
the Panthers.
Not only that, they were already labeled the worst team beforehand, and then Baker Mayfield gets hurt, so they're down to an XFL quarterback. They trade Robbie Anderson, they trade Christian McCaffrey, and they still win by 21-3. That's an insane game. Like, and it all started off Mike Evans dropping
the easiest
touchdown
he
could ever get.
They played that so much throughout the week. I mean,
yeah,
you don't see that often, especially from one of the best receivers in the league. But yeah, Tom Brady, he must be frustrated coming off a loss to the Steelers, which is a bottom tier team, and then
something like that just gotta put you over the edge.
Ever since his divorce,
hasn't looked like the same player that we're used to. He's been struggling, to say the least.
I mean, 32 for 49, 290 yards. So, I mean, not a great completion rate. They did have to throw the ball a lot. And then, still, we see, again, very minimum rushing.
Yeah.
I remember when they played the Chiefs, they had, 6 rushing yards.
But
I forget the Steelers, but, yeah, only
I mean, Leonard
46
Fournette
rushing yards.
Had one of his worst games of the year, by far,
I'd say. Oh, yeah. I mean, only 19 rushing yards. 7 receiving yards.
Yeah.
I mean, no one on the team scored a touchdown, so.
Yeah, it was a really bad week from the Bucks. But, I mean, the Panthers, they just played good. P.J. Walker really showed up, 177 yards, 2 touchdowns, which doesn't sound amazing, but, for an XFL quarterback, you'll take that, And, yeah, it's just truly a huge shock that no one expected to see.
Yeah, especially, I mean, it's not gonna get any easier playing the Ravens.
Yeah.
If they're coming off losing to the Steelers and then this loss.
And then after the Ravens, they have the Rams, who have also been struggling. But then the Seahawks, who have been playing really good, might not be looking so great for the Bucks.
I mean, yeah, 3-4. Honestly, they might not even make the playoffs. It's not looking like they will right now.
I mean, luckily, the NFC is way less superior, in my opinion, than the AFC.
That's true.
So, I mean, they're still on top of the division at 3-4.
which says a lot about their division.
Yeah, exactly.
But would this, if they don't make the playoffs this year, would this be like one of the first times Tom Brady hasn't made the playoffs? And he's like, I can't think of the last time he hasn't made the playoffs.
Yeah, he really.
So.
Yeah, not a good look. Not a good look.
And that just reminded me of Antonio Brown's tweet. He's just
he's just
been trolling.
He's been going off.
I don't know. He said, what was it, like Tampon Bay or something?
Yeah, he said Tom Booty and Tampon Bay. And then just recently he posted something of the picture of him and Giselle hugging, and it says booming on it. I think he's wearing a t-shirt, so...
He's not gonna be happy with it's not just him, like the whole team hasn't been playing too great. Their defense hasn't been doing as good as we thought. I mean, for having one of the one of the top defenses.
But their offense is just horrific.
So. Yeah, I mean, when you have Evans, Godwin, Fournette, like when you have all these weapons, Tom Brady has probably the most weapons he's ever had in his career. And still, I mean, you could say Edelman's wrong, but...
Just
very shocking and disappointing if you're a Bucks fan.
I would agree. But, moving on to the next game, we got Falcons at the Bengals, where the Bengals get a 35-17 win.
Dominating.
Yeah, big win. I mean, the Bengals' offense just looked unstoppable. Joe Burrow had over 500 total yards. He had 481 passing yards and 3 touchdowns, plus a rushing touchdown. I mean,
and 20 rushing yards, yeah.
Yeah, he played amazing. Tyler Boyd and Jamar Chase both had 8 receptions.
Oh, my.
Jamar had 130 and 2 touchdowns. And Tyler Boyd has 155 and 1
Higgins almost, he had 93 yards, so that's almost 3 100-yard receivers.
Insane.
I mean, I think in the first half he had like almost like 350 passing yards in the first half.
Yeah.
And the Falcons just had no answer.
Yeah, just didn't have a single prayer against it. The Bengals really could do whatever they wanted that game and still just dominate them. And... Well, Marcus Mariota didn't play necessarily bad. He 8-for-13, 124. I'm just surprised they don't throw the ball as much anymore.
Especially when they've been down, when they're down like the whole game.
Yeah, like they just aren't really throwing the ball much, which
Mariota, he's not. I guess he haven't been known for his throwing, but yeah, when you're down that much, like
you just gotta throw the ball more. But I guess they were content with that game. I mean, Bengals are looking back to their Super Bowl form, I'd say.
They started off struggling a little bit.
But they've been picking it up for sure.
Didn't the Steelers beat them week one?
Yeah, Steelers beat correctly. Them. Like,
I think they started off 0-2 or at least 1-2. Like, they had a losing record.
Yeah.
And then now they're...
Now they're dominating.
Tied with the Bengals. Or tied with the Ravens.
Yeah, let's see.
I guess, first in the AFC North. So
well, tied for first.
Tied for first. And they have the Browns this week, and they have the Panthers, Steelers, Titans.
A lot of winnable games.
So, yeah, I don't...
Yeah, the Bengals...
And Joe Burrow will be easily returning to the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. But we can move on next. Lions at Cowboys. Where the Cowboys get a 24-6 win. Yeah, I mean, Cowboys, their defense, in my opinion, is easily top 5 in the league.
I agree.
Their defense looks so good. I mean, teams just do not have a prayer against them. Trayvon Diggs has been playing decent this year, which, you know, we like to see that.
Not as many interceptions, but...
Yeah.
Jared giving up a little less yards.
Yeah. Jared Goff definitely was giving away some interceptions. Had 228 yards and 2 picks.
Also sacked 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think not having... While Jamal Williams, I think, is doing a really good job as backup, I definitely think not having DeAndre Swift has a...
Yeah, and Amon-Ra.
Yeah, he got hurt early, so...
He has lost a lot of his weapons, but still, I mean...
Yeah.
They started off, like...
It was a close game.
Yeah, for a while it was, and then...
It just fell apart. What really hurt him was there was a fumble. I forget who it was. Someone fumbled on the 1 yard line for the Lions, which just killed them. I mean, you hate to see that, especially when they were so close. Yeah. But Aiden Hutchinson got 1.5 sacks, which, you know, was really good for him.
But yeah, Lions are 1-5. I mean, they started off looking pretty good. The offense was, I mean, like, they were putting up, like, through the first 4 weeks, they were, like...
I still think they're, like, one of the
top scoring.
Yeah.
I mean, they barely, week one, they barely lost to the Eagles, which, that was before we knew the Eagles would be undefeated, but...
I mean, yeah, they're still one of the top scoring teams in the NFL.
But they just need to work on their defense severely.
Yeah.
I mean, 1-5, last in their division. I think they're the projected to have the first overall pick for the next draft. Them and the Steelers, which,
or maybe Texans too. Panthers, yeah.
True, but
actually, the Lions could probably
use it the most.
A surprising thing I just looked at. Guess who is the leading NFC points for team? Like, who has scored the most points in the NFC?
So it's not the Lions?
No. This is going to shock you.
I mean, who would it be?
It's the
Saints. Oh, wait. Oh, you're going to say Seahawks. I was going to say...
No, it's the Saints.
Oh, I thought...
Oh, wait. No, it is the Seahawks. But the Saints are second with 175. Really? They just have 200 points against, which is really unfortunate.
I mean, if I look... Yeah, I mean, they put up over 30 twice.
I mean, yeah, That's just very surprising to me. I mean, other than, the Seahawks, who have just been putting up points at will.
The Seahawks are...
Yeah, that's something that... I mean, we'll get to their game a bit later, but... Yeah, a little tangent there, but I just found that very interesting.
I would have not guessed that.
We move on to the next game, Giants at Jaguars, where the Giants get a 23-17 win. And I'm not sure if you watched any of this game. With, like, no time left, Trevor Lawrence throws to Christian Kirk and is stopped inches from the goal line to end up tying the game, which would end up winning with a PAT. And, can't get it done.
Yeah, I did see that. Very close call for the Giants, who have just been
dominating. Yeah.
Moving to 6-1. I mean, Daniel Jones, over 100 rushing yards, over 200 passing yards. He's got to be top 3 rushing yards for quarterbacks.
Cause I think
he might even be above Lamar, I feel like.
I think if he's... I think Lamar would be the only one above him, I'd say. Because, I mean, he's been playing out of his mind.
I think they have the number one rushing offense in the league.
I wouldn't be surprised. Him and Saquon both put up 100 yards, which is insane. Because, I mean, everyone, I think, wrote off the Giants. Didn't think that they'd be able to perform as well as they have in the past. And they are proving literally everyone wrong, because they're playing so good. I mean... Sure, the Jaguars aren't the best team in the league, but still, I mean, their defense, I think, is one of the better defenses in the league. They're playing really good. And Darius Slayton with a decent game, 58 yards and a touchdown. But
I just found it. So, you can hear. How about you guess the top five?
Top five rushing quarterbacks?
Yeah.
So, Daniel Jones.
He's in there.
Okay, Lamar, obviously. I would guess that Justin Fields.
Yeah, he's in
is
there.
In there. I feel like Kyler, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is there one more? Is there four?
Yeah.
I feel like this would be. I want to say Marcus Mariota, but I don't think so. I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence.
Marcus Mariota is just outside of it, but it's Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Jalen Hurts, that makes sense. Yeah,
Daniel Jones is third in the league with 343. Justin Fields is second with 364. And then Lamar is just way ahead with 510. So.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That's impressive that Lamar has that many rushing yards. I mean, he's insane.
I mean, I forget what his MVP season was.
He had a lot. I think he had over 1,000 his MVP season.
But he's probably on pace for that again. Then.
Dang.
But the Giants second. What's 6-1 somehow second to the Eagles, who are still undefeated.
That's crazy.
Which I mean, we mentioned this last week. I mean. Still, like, it's hard to, like, bet against them. I mean, they haven't still, I just don't think they've played any.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, like,
true.
People would say, like, Packers, but the Packers haven't been playing good, and.
I mean, they beat the Cowboys, so. I mean, Cowboys have been pretty good, so.
Yeah, that is
true.
I'll give
them that, but. I mean, Giants, let's see. I mean, the Giants have beat the Packers. What?
Oh, wait, that's who I was talking about. I thought you were talking about that.
Oh, Giants. Yeah. I was talking about the...
Yeah, Eagles.
Because, yeah, well, the Giants' only loss is the Cowboys, actually, but...
Okay, so... Yeah.
The Giants do... They do have the Seahawks this week, which I think would be a good test for them.
Yeah, I think if their defense can stop the Seahawks offense...
Yeah, Seahawks offense has just been rolling.
I know. Dang.
And Seahawks, not amazing defense, so they could probably be running...
Yeah.
Probably running all over their defense.
But, I mean, for the Jags, I'm not sure if the trade went through beforehand, but Travis Etienne had 14 carries, 114 yards, and a touchdown. Just truly their number one back. And, I mean...
Well, I think James Robinson was questionable.
So maybe
and the trade would have been after, because Breece Hall got hurt.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah, it looks like Etienne... Clear RB1, and I think Hasty is projected to be the RB2 there.
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, yeah, definitely, you know?
Definitely a closer game than the Giants would have liked, but
they're still 5-1.
That division, the NFC East division,
yeah,
very close.
Really good.
But speaking of the NFC East, we talk about the Commanders, who get a win over Aiden's beloved Packers, which I almost predicted last week, and I switched to Packers,
switched
but I was
it.
Like, fine. But I feel like I should get credit for that, honestly.
I don't think so. You switched it.
Packers lose 23-21. What happened?
I don't even know. Taylor Heinicke, who was a... he was a Packers fan just like me growing up. He got to beat up on his favorite team because, I mean, he did have a pick six, but he had 201 yards and 2 touchdowns. He played pretty... I honestly think some of the throws he made were perfect. Like, a lot of the ones to Terry McLaurin were perfect throws.
And probably... Yeah, I don't know if Carson Wentz could have.
Oh, I don't think he.
If Carson Wentz played, I think the game would have went a little different.
I agree. I mean, like the Packers, I just don't know what's wrong with them. Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, they just don't have any weapons. They just don't really have any weapons on offense.
Yeah.
Only 38 rushing yards. And
like
194.
Romeo Doubs had 0 catches. Aaron Jones was the offense pretty much in this game. But and also Amari Rodgers dropping or muffing a punt just kills drives, you know. It's such a killer. But yeah, the Packers just I don't know.
And Rodgers was sacked 0 times too, so
yeah, that's true.
Really, he just hasn't been connecting with the
receivers. When you're playing with old Sammy Watkins, I think third round rookie.
No Randall Cobb anymore.
Yeah, no Randall Cobb. It's going to be tough. Alan Lazard is good, but I wouldn't say he'd be, like, a star. if he didn't have Aaron Rodgers throwing to him.
I agree.
But, yeah, just... I
mean, they should rethink giving up Davante Adams.
I know.
Maybe Davante Adams was the secret to them.
Well, I think they had to trade him. They gave him a really good deal, and he just didn't want to come back. Mm. And, yeah, I mean... It is unfortunate. I hate to watch it every week, and next week against the Bills. Oh, that's gonna be brutal.
In our predictions, you have predicted them winning every week, which I don't know if it's biased, but you'd basically be saying they're undefeated right now.
I mean, I think most people would say that they'd be winning most of those games.
I mean, yeah, like you said, they do have the Bills coming up, which, I mean.
That's going to be... If they can win against the Bills...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to... I don't think that they will, but if they do...
Let me see. I wonder...
Maybe put them in the right direction, but...
I want to see what the...
I just don't even know what they're doing anymore. It's really hard to watch these games, because I get so excited, and then I just get so sad, because it's just the same thing week after week, you know?
That's true. I want to see what the... I want to see what the Bills and Packers spread is at.
I think it's at 10.5. The first time Rodgers has ever been a 10-point underdog.
Is that actually?
Yeah.
So, oh, yes. Yeah, 10.5. Plus 10.5. I mean, the Steelers were plus 14. Or plus 14.5, and they...
they lost by 30.
Yeah, they didn't cover that, so who knows?
Yeah, definitely going to be an interesting game to watch, but we'll have to see how that goes. But, I mean, I think the real Sunday Night Football game is the Iron Man are in the championship game.
Not looking good for the Packers.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately.
Not even going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, they are second in the NFC North, but Vikings have a clear lead.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they can... win some games, but it's just not looking good for them. Yeah. Definitely not looking good.
Moving on, we have the Colts at Titans, where the Titans win 19-10, as I predicted in our last week.
Yeah.
The Colts are just, I mean...
they're just the most interesting team ever. I think taking Matt Ryan out will definitely help. And having Jonathan Taylor back. I mean, this week he had 10 for 58, but also had... 7 catches for 27 yards. So I think having him back definitely helps at least a little bit. But, yeah, it's... I think Matt Ryan is holding this team back.
I think he has the most turnovers in the, like, with fumbles and interceptions. By far.
Matt Stafford might be up there, too. Because Matt Stafford's been turning over the ball at will.
I mean, here, I can... Let's see... Most interceptions in the league, Matt Ryan at 9, Matthew Stafford at 8.
Dang.
And there isn't fumbles on here, but it has to be Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
I mean, I know the O-line's been injured a lot this year, but he's only sacked 3 times in this game, which is not a lot for the Colts.
Yeah, true.
But the Colts are 3-3-1.
Titans are now 4-2, so... They're starting to live up to
turn it around. Derrick Henry, I mean, 30 carries.
When you give him
30
carries, it's guaranteed to be good for them. Because, I mean, he's obviously the best player on their team.
He just gets...
Did they have any offensive touchdowns? I don't think they had any offensive touchdowns. They had 1 pick 6.
And they still...
And, yeah, they still won.
19 points.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A lot of field goals. Because, yeah, no. Not a single touchdown on offense for the Titans, and they still get the win. Their defense is playing a lot better. Like, a lot better, and...
I mean, offense still iffy, but, I mean, you just give it to Derrick Henry, you can...
Yeah.
At least get close enough to the red zone for a field goal.
Exactly.
But, I mean, the Colts have to be the biggest, like... I guess disappointment of the...
I would agree.
Would you agree for the 2022-2023 season?
They just...
I mean, in our week one predictions, I think I had them...
I had them
winning
at least 10 games, probably.
I think I had them at least at least 10. I wonder if I can find that. But
yeah, and they just, I don't know what they're doing. I think hopefully they start to play better with Matt Ryan being out. But
yeah,
I mean, if you give Derrick Henry 30 carries, I mean, your good things will come out of it. He's an amazing running back. So
that's true. So we can move on now to a little more, to a more much more high scoring game. The Texans at the Raiders, where the Raiders get a dominating 38-20 win, which I was very happy to see. The Raiders are turning around their season.
2-4.
I mean, they are 2-4, but they're looking, I mean, compared to the Packers, the Raiders are,
I mean, they versus the Texans.
That's true, but they've also barely lost to the Chiefs. And
I mean, that's true.
They played the Chargers, they played
the
Cardinals. So,
I mean, yeah, the Raiders' offense is finally, I think, starting to look like the offense that everyone was hoping that they would see when they got that Davante Adams trade.
And a big part of that is Josh Jacobs, who's just been
lighting the league up.
I mean, 143 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's been playing so good recently.
I mean, if you have him in fantasy, you're very lucky.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't, no one projected him
to do that good.
To be getting much workload with Devontae. I guess Darren Waller's been out, but which he may come back.
I think he is supposed to come back this week, which should be good for them. But yeah, I mean, Derek Carr is really just playing a Derek Carr role, not doing too much, but getting the ball out. Had a nice touchdown pass in there. The defense, you know, starting to play a bit better. Damian Pierce for the Texans, though, is definitely looking like a rookie, offensive rookie of the year candidate now that
I mean,
without Breece Hall back out.
Yeah, without Breece Hall, he's got to be...
Yeah, he's got to be a favorite, so...
I mean, Drake London hasn't been... He's been slowing down a bit.
Yeah.
And then...
Chris Olave.
She had a good game, but...
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. But Mills over 300 yards. I mean, they were down... I mean, it was a close game for a while, but then fourth quarter, Raiders scored 21 points.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I think, I mean, they didn't, until like the last 30 seconds of, I think they scored like all 35 points that they scored within like from the last 3 minutes of the half and on. So
yeah,
like
they did have a 73-yard pick six, too, which I think was... in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just crazy game for the Raiders. I think that might boost their confidence into these upcoming games to
They have the Saints coming up this week. They have Jaguars, Colts, Broncos. Definitely some winnable games. So that is it is definitely looking brighter than the Packers, probably.
We'll see.
But we can move on to a team that's not looking very bright, which is the Broncos, who lose to the Jets 16-9.
Jets continue to stay hot. I mean, they Breece Hall played so good. 4 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown before his injury.
I know.
Really so unfortunate. Sad. He's just playing so good, and then...
That's probably definitely going to slow them down some. I mean, James Robinson is coming in, but...
And they still have Michael Carter, who's
that's
decent.
True.
But the real thing, I mean, Broncos didn't have Russell Wilson, but, I mean, he played like he was Russell Wilson, so, you know, you can't really blame him. I mean, he had 25 passing yards and a touchdown. Not horrible, but...
I mean, 225 and an interception.
Oh, yeah, and an interception, not touchdown, yes. Yeah, just not great.
Just a very... I mean, all these Bronco games have just been just purely defensive games. I mean, their defense is...
I think has lit up
the least.
Third least, maybe.
What? I mean, they're 49... I mean, 49ers, I think, have the number one... overall defense.
I think Bills are also up there.
And Bills, but yeah, Denver, I mean, if they just had, like, at least a decent offense, they would be so much better than 2-5.
Whenever they traded for Russell Wilson, that's what people thought. They already had a great defense, and so they get this quarterback that they thought would help, and he's actually, I think, done the opposite. I think they were putting up more points per game with Drew Locke. So.
Yeah, I think they were doing better last year at this time.
Yeah, so.
But, I mean, part of it could be still missing Javonte. They haven't really figured out the running back situation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's Gordon, Latavius Murray, and Mike Boone kind of sharing all the carries. But, so yeah, without Javonte, unfortunately.
Yeah, really not looking too good for them. I mean, just a not great game overall. I mean, the Jets, you know, hung on to the lead. I mean, yeah.
Jets moved to 5-2, but like we said, you know, no Breece Hall could definitely hurt them moving forward. They have the Patriots coming up, which I think will be a good game, and then Bills.
Yeah.
Patriots again, Bears, Vikings.
Yeah.
It does suck they have to play the Bills twice every year, but honestly, pretty tough schedule moving forward, so
yeah,
we'll see if they can keep up
the four-game win streak. But next up, we got the Chiefs at the 49ers, where the Chiefs just crush the 49ers and win 44-23. The Chiefs' offense looked unstoppable, except for when Mahomes threw that one dumb pick. But other than that,
They're just dominating pretty much the whole game.
They were throwing at will. Almost had 300-yard receivers. Juju with a, I mean, I'm not sure if I'd say career game, but definitely his best game this season. 7 catches, 124 yards, and a touchdown. Valdez Scantling had 3 catches and 111 yards. Well, never saw him do that with the Packers. So
maybe they could trade back for him.
Yeah. And then Kelsey, 6 catches, 98 yards.
I mean,
Mecole with 3 touchdowns in this game too. Yeah. Two rushing.
Two of them were pretty much. Yeah, the rushing ones were like just the same jet sweep play.
Yeah,
but seemed to be working.
Yeah, I mean, their offense just looked so good, and the 49ers offense looked so bad. Jimmy G, poor Christian McCaffrey, goes from Baker Mayfield to Jimmy Garoppolo. So
I mean, definitely got a better team, but I know he did have 8 carries, 38 yards, which he did.
I mean, he got there like the Thursday before the game, so it's even impressive that he did that.
Yeah, and 24 receiving yards, so his usage will obviously increase. Well, probably a lot this week, and then just as the season moves on.
George Kittle had a big National Tight End Day game. 6 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown. It's a big game for him. I mean, just overall, 49ers offense is not looking great.
But I mean, yeah, going up against the Chiefs, you know, what are you going to do?
The Chiefs are
so good. Moved to 5-2. Obviously, first in the division, then the 49ers, 3-4, which, let's see, I mean, coming up, they do play the Rams again, which they pretty much dominated last time.
Yeah.
And then they have the Chargers, Cardinals, Saints, definitely some winnable games, as long as if their offense can, which I think it will get better once McCaffrey gets worked in more, because he's a huge part of that.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
But yeah, definitely a better situation than the Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos are just not looking.
I mean, there's a lot of teams like that this year, like a pretty, like a really good or good defense, and then just no offense.
Yeah,
like that could be the Steelers too. I mean, with like
Steelers' defense just hasn't even looked.
I mean,
the same since T.J. Watt's gone down.
Yeah,
which is
but like
crazy.
A healthy Steelers defense.
Yes.
Easily top 10 in the league. But yeah, just a lot of teams can't figure out an offense this year.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
We can move on to a team that has figured out an offense, the Seahawks.
Whew.
With a big win over the Chargers, 37-23.
Chargers can't figure it out, and the Seahawks, Geno Smith, 20 for 27, 210, 2 touchdowns. Did have an interception, but still,
overall, he's been looking great. Yeah. I think, I mean, Kenneth Walker, probably the big topic of the game with 168 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, crazy game for him.
He's just a very skilled rusher.
He's explosive. When you watch him run, he like finds a hole and just boom. It's impressive. He's a really good running back. And then the receivers, Marquise Goodwin was there. I forgot he was in the league.
He
had 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. So,
but
and also, I mean, Seattle's defense, while they have let up a lot of points this year, they're starting to play a bit better. Especially to hold the Chargers, although their offense has been struggling.
I mean, Eckler is pretty much their whole offense. Almost 100 receiving yards. Only 30 rushing yards. 12
catches. That's insane.
Yeah, 2 total touchdowns. Without Allen, now Mike Williams.
Yeah, Keenan Allen did have 2 catches, 11 yards. So he's back on the field, which is at least good. But yeah, he's looking very not great. And the rest of their team is just... The injuries have just plagued them. And it's not like... They got like a bunch of like role player injuries. It's like all their star players have injuries.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's definitely a big part of it. But Chargers have. I mean, they are 4-3. Like, they still have a winning record, but I don't think they haven't really been playing like it.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
I would agree.
Definitely one of the more disappointing teams this year.
Yeah, but, I agree.
I mean, yeah, like they've. I mean, they beat the Raiders week 1. Close game with the Chiefs, they lost. And then they got killed by the Jaguars, which I don't know what that was about. And then
they beat, a horrible Texans team.
They probably shouldn't have won
against the Browns because of the missed field goal.
Yeah, barely beat the Browns. Barely beat the Broncos.
They should have lost to the Broncos, too. Muffed punt. Lose to the Seahawks.
Yeah, honestly,
I don't know what's happening.
Honestly, I don't think 4-3 tells a full story. And they have this week Falcons, and they have 49ers, Chiefs, Cardinals, Raiders.
Dolphins.
Definitely a tough schedule moving forward.
Yeah, honestly, the rest of their schedule, other than like the Falcons, they're playing some decent teams. So
you have to
see who can get the win in that game, because it's definitely gonna be something to look out for. But yeah, we can move on next. Steelers at the Dolphins for Sunday Night Football, where the Dolphins get a 16-10 win. As Steelers fans, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, he did not look too great, too good.
Yeah, 257 passing yards, a touchdown, 3 picks. He throws a lot of interceptions.
Yeah.
And the last, a lot of them, you could argue, aren't his fault. But that last pick was definitely his fault. He looked like he had room to run.
I mean, yeah, we were, like, there was no points scored in the second half.
Yeah, by either team.
Which, like, we had so many chances. And, like you said, like, the last two drives, we were...
Yeah, so close. Down and then just the
pretty close we had. We could have just got a touchdown, then extra point to win.
Yeah. And it doesn't help when Najee's been struggling this year. 17 carries, 65 yards, but only 3.8 yards a carry. So, just not looking too great. George Pickens is still looking very good. Had a big touchdown.
Oh, yeah, that was a really nice catch.
Yeah. And then Tua, in his return, had 261 yards and a touchdown. Also was just throwing his body around after his coaches told him not to. So, yeah, and definitely.
Then, I mean, Waddle and Hill both pretty solid games, over 72-88 yards. So, pretty solid, but just another low score. I mean, another defensive game, which we see a lot with the Steelers, but if they could just get the off, I mean... Kenny Pickett's helped some. Like, I mean,
yeah.
The beginning of the season with Trubisky was even worse, but we just,
I mean,
we really have to figure it out.
Trubisky, I think, was too passive. So Kenny, while he throws the picks, he's at least going for big plays, and sometimes he hits on those big plays, which I think,
agree.
Which is the spark that Trubisky doesn't give them. But still, he's, I know, not playing amazing. I don't also think it's fully his fault. He doesn't have a great team surrounding him.
Yeah.
Offensive line isn't that good. So.
I agree. So that moves the Steelers to 2-5. I mean, they did beat the Buccaneers last week, so I had more hope for this week. But we could not
pull it off. It almost is just looking like it was more the Bucs being bad than the Steelers being bad. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, after them losing again this week. But Steelers do have the Eagles coming up this week, which will be a very...
In Philadelphia, too.
In Philadelphia, I mean...
Yikes.
That'll be an interesting game to watch.
Yeah,
I mean, if they could somehow end the Eagles undefeated streak, that would be a Steelers thing to do. Yeah, the Steelers are always just doing the opposite of what they should be doing. I mean, it's possible.
I think
it's not gonna.
I would love to see it, but
like, it's not gonna be like the like when they played the Bills and just got killed.
Yeah,
I think I could see it. No, maybe not that close, but...
Yeah, I'd love to see the Steelers knock off the Eagles undefeated.
I want
to
see what the...
The spread. It's got to be a lot.
Let's see. They're 11 point underdogs, so not as much as the Bills. So maybe we have a chance.
I don't know about that. But I mean, I'd love to see him win, but yeah.
We'll have to just wait and see. And then moving on to the last game, the Monday night game, Bears at Patriots, where the Bears get the upset 33-14.
Yeah, in Foxborough too. I mean, huge game for the Bears. I mean, Patriots started off Mac Jones, looked really bad. Bring in Bailey Zappe, and instantly 14 points scored. But then the second half really kicked him in the face. Two picks and a fumble in the second half.
Yeah,
they relied on Ramondre a lot that game, and he still didn't even play great. But, yeah, I mean, Justin Fields... looking like a competent quarterback.
I mean, 179 yards, which for him is a lot, is actually a lot.
Yeah. Touchdown.
82 rushing yards. Justin Fields with 82 rushing yards. Still the main part of his game.
Yeah.
I think the Bears are like a top... They're like at least top four rushing team, I think.
I would assume so. I mean, Montgomery's good. Herbert's good. Fields is good. Yeah, I think... I wouldn't be surprised if they were.
Yeah, it's definitely a surprise that the Patriots defense couldn't.
Yeah, just had the
Bears,
no prayers.
Bears offense has just been dormant.
Yeah, so far, and the Patriots defense has played good the past few weeks. So, yeah, just a big win for the Bears. Ties them with the same record as the Packers. They're still third in the NFC North, but.
I mean, that division,
yeah, I mean...
That division's almost all losing records except the Vikings.
Yeah.
But the Bears, I mean, do get the upset, but they do have the Cowboys and then Dolphins coming up, so... I could see the Cowboys defense almost shutting them out next week.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely something to look out for, but... I mean, that's all of our games from the past week. Definitely, you know, a lot of close games, a lot of games that we weren't expecting the outcome to happen.
I mean, yeah, Bears and Patriots was not definitely an upset.
Yeah,
I mean,
Panthers.
I wasn't expecting the Seahawks to.
Yeah, kill.
I mean, dropped 37 on
that's
the,
a lot of points.
And then, yeah, Carolina Panthers probably the biggest biggest upset.
But we can move now to our predictions for week 8 of the NFL season. Vinny has a commanding lead on me.
I am 72-36-1, which I think Yeah, I was 11-3 for the last week, which surprising. We both did predict the Seahawks winning.
Yeah, that is true.
But we none of us would have expected the Panthers.
Yeah.
And I mean, kind of the Bears too. But
yeah.
So first up on the Thursday Night Football, we have the Ravens at Buccaneers.
Yeah, I feel even though it's in Tampa, with how the Bucs have been playing, I think this one should go to the Ravens pretty easily.
Yeah. Although Bucs need to turn it around, but this probably won't be the game where it happens. Yeah. Especially with, like, I mean, if they can't put up points on the Panthers defense, they should be able to do it on the Ravens defense.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think we're both going Ravens. Mm-hmm. Pretty safe assumption there. And then we have the Broncos in Jacksonville versus the
Jaguars.
Actually,
I think this might be in London.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's
I think it's a London game.
9:30 a.m.
Yeah, so for this game, I got the Jags. I think I feel like the Jaguars always play good in London every single time they play there.
That's true. Is Russell Wilson supposed to play?
I mean, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't even think with Russell Wilson playing, it's going to change anything. So I got Jags for this.
I got Jaguars too. Probably a low-scoring game.
Yeah,
I could see.
I could see the Jags putting up some points, but actually maybe not,
because
the Broncos defense has been good.
I could see it being like 16 to 10.
Yeah.
Just like maybe like one touchdown each team.
Yeah, I could see
that. That's how all the Broncos games have pretty much been.
Then we got Dolphins at the Lions. Who you got?
Got the Dolphins. I mean, Lions just on that cold streak.
Mm-hmm.
And defense is just not... I think Tua will have no problem against their defense.
Yeah, I also got this one going to the Dolphins. I think, Tua's going to get back into the swing of things. He did have 4 dropped picks against the Steelers. So, maybe, hopefully he cleans up that a bit more. But, yeah, I think that should go to the Dolphins pretty easily.
I agree. Then we have, we have the Panthers in Atlanta versus the Falcons.
Even though the Panthers got that upset win, I'm still going to give this one to the Falcons.
I think that was the better team.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, yeah, the Falcons coming off getting killed by the Bengals. But I think we just look at them, Falcons are just a better team.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, should be Falcons.
All right, then Cardinals at Vikings. What you got?
I'm going to go Vikings. I mean, both teams are... I mean, Vikings have been looking great. And then Cardinals... You know, D-Hop's back looked pretty good last week. Probably one of the closer games we have this week, but Vikings is my prediction.
Yeah, I was tempted to go Cardinals, but I'm also going to go Vikings on this one. I just think they're the better team, just overall, full team-wise.
And then we got Bears at Cowboys. Like we said earlier, probably should be a Cowboys.
Yeah, I got Cowboys. Wins.
I don't see the Bears offense getting much.
Yeah,
getting
the Cowboys,
much done.
I think, are just the better team. I think the Bears might have had a bit of a fluke game against the Patriots, but yeah, you never really know. But then Raiders at Saints. Who do you got?
I mean, I got Raiders. Hopefully they'll win, but I could see it being a closer game than I'd like. I mean, Saints, like you said, Saints have like the second most. Score in the NFC, so...
I wonder the spread on this game. You might want to take Saints spread. I feel like that could be
It definitely could be closer, but Raiders should win this game.
Yeah.
Which, I'm assuming that's your prediction, too.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with the Raiders for this one.
And then we have Steelers and Eagles, which we said should be...
Yeah.
And Eagles, I mean, you never know. But prediction-wise, we got to go Eagles.
Yeah.
Just to do some stats.
I'm also going to go Eagles for this one. Should be very easy. And then next up, Patriots at Jets.
Which, I mean, could go... definitely one of the closer games this week, I think. But I'm going Jets. I think they're going to keep riding the hot streak, even though, I mean, you know, no Breece Hall, but...
Yeah, I'm also going to go Jets for this game. I just can't see the Jets, you know, losing this game, so...
Especially Patriots coming off a bad loss.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I still probably... I guess they haven't really figured out their quarterback situation either.
Yeah, they...
Because, I mean, Mac Jones... pretty much left after the first quarter.
I know, and that's they were happy didn't even feel, play that good.
And that's got to feel pretty bad. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Like, he gets taken out. Like, they're at home, gets taken out.
And the fans were cheering for him to get taken out.
Yeah, like, there was a lot. There was definitely a lot more Bailey Zappi signs in the stands from what I could see.
I know.
So yeah. Mac Jones not feeling good. But we got the Titans in Houston versus the Texans.
Should be next game. Titans...
Could be close. Could be
Texans
close.
Texans just aren't that good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Titans have been turning things around. So, yeah, Derrick Henry can probably run all over them. Should be a Titans W.
Yeah, and next up, the only game this week where there's two winning record teams playing each other. Is the Giants at the Seahawks. No one would have ever thought that at the beginning of the season. But I got the Giants in this game. I'm tempted to go Seahawks. Actually, I'm gonna switch my pick. I'm going Seahawks.
I'm gonna stick with the Giants because both teams are looking great. So this is probably gonna be.
I think this might be one of the most game entertaining. Of the
week.
Yeah,
this has to be the game of the week.
I think it's gonna be the most entertaining game of the week because. Yeah, I could see the Seahawks winning this game, actually. So, yeah,
that's
switching my pick.
That's definitely going to be a big a game to watch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to stay Giants. So, I feel like that's our first disagreement of this, which, this week, I feel like this week
definitely
does not have many close games just looking at it.
I agree.
Anything can happen, but.
And then Commanders at Colts. Who do you get?
I'm going with the Commanders.
Ooh,
I mean,
right in the hot streak.
Taylor Heinicke could. But
I think
not
he should be
good.
Quarterback.
Yeah, hopefully. I think if he plays, I could see that going to them. But Colts still. I mean, just can't. I don't think the Colts can figure it out. And
I'm going to go with the Colts, even though they're going to have a quarterback that I'm not sure. I think he might be a rookie. So, yeah, definitely interesting to see how that plays out. But, yeah,
so you
I'm going with the Colts.
That's a very interesting pick.
Yeah.
That is a very interesting
pick. We're going to ride the Jonathan Taylor train, I think, which is what I hope. But
yeah, for fantasy. But and then we have 49ers at Rams, a rematch from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think...
I could see it being the same outcome.
Yeah, I think we both got 49ers in this one, because, I mean...
The Rams' offense has just been struggling.
Yeah, and the 49ers' defense has been playing really good. I just can't see this not going to the 49ers.
And then we have Packers at Bills.
Sunday Night Football. Kind of
mentioned Sunday Night Football. Oh... I mean, I know you want to go Packers, but
I know,
we gotta be realistic.
Bills frowny face. First time betting against the Packers, so I hope.
I mean, it has
I
hurt
hope
you,
it jinxed.
So it has hurt you more times.
Yeah,
than
so
on them this year, but
I hope it jinxes it. But yeah, I just think the Bills are winning this game pretty easily.
I agree. And then last game Monday night, Bengals at Browns divisional matchup. I mean, who do you have here?
I got Bengals. I think the Browns are, somewhat underrated this year, but, I can see the Bengals winning this game pretty easily.
Yeah, me too.
Especially with how they've been playing.
I just think this is just a weird week for matchups. I feel like, the only games that I'm, realistically thinking could be close is Broncos and Jaguars. Could be close.
Maybe
Panthers
Raiders and Saints, maybe?
Yeah, Raiders and Saints could be close. Vikings and Cardinals could be. Patriots and Jets could be, but then, And then Giants and Seahawks. I mean,
yeah, a lot of games where I feel like,
I mean, like you said, only Seahawks and Giants are the only winning record teams.
Yeah.
Or two winning record teams playing each other.
Yeah.
So not, I feel like not as much interesting matchups. I think the game of the week has to be Giants and Seahawks. Because just two teams with a hot streak.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely think. Yeah, definitely going to be an interesting week. See how things play out. I mean, that's all we got for this week's episode.
We'll be back in 1 week to recap these games. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it could surprise us.
I think it's definitely good.
Might be a more, I mean, a little more boring week than usually.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like, we've seen happen so far this year. Definitely something to see.
So, thank you guys for listening for 10 episodes now. We officially made it.
If you stuck through all the way, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It means a lot to us. But, and once again, just follow us on, socials. We've been struggling on TikTok. It's our fault. But, it's...
We gotta get on it. We'll get on it.
We'll try and get back on it. We have a couple ideas, but, just don't really have the time to sit down and make them. So, but, yeah, thank you guys for listening. And,
we'll see you in 1 week.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.